listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Oh, much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. Now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen?
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young. And we would scream together songs unsung. It's all the charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings.
Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
Show to
you want to fool yourself. Teenage ambitions you remember well. It was the heat of the moment. Telling you what you want meant. The heat of the moment.
I've been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. I've seen them all come and go. Gonna be me.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and some real talk about retirement savings, namely, why you need it. Now, when I talk to folks who don't yet have retirement savings, I often hear things like, I don't want to retire, I'm going to work as long as I can. And look, I get it. And I have talked to thousands of people like me who love what they do or love working, or folks who just don't want to cut back on their spending. But check this out. Only about 20% of us are going to work past the age of 65. Whether it's because our industries change or because our health takes a turn or we want to care for our grandkids, who knows? And that is why it's important to start putting away even a little bit right away and getting yourself on a path towards a retirement plan. It's an investment in you and your future, no matter what the future holds. That is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny, low 60s today. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 42. Mostly sunny with a high near 73 on Sunday. It'll also be quite breezy out of the west. For Sunday night, clear 47. Sunny and warmer Monday, 80.
Currently 36 degrees.
I'm
out of five bears agree. For music, news, and information, it's Trail Mix 103.1.
Feel drunk, but I'm sober. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken sh**. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Touch with the ground, I'm on the hurt down left. Bigfoot listening on his blur tooth hair pods. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah.
103.1 FM.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The U.S. Justice Department announced actions against a sophisticated Russian propaganda campaign designed to influence voting of specific demographic groups in the 2024 election and shape attitudes toward the war in Ukraine. September 4th, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland accused groups linked to the Russian government of paying U.S.-based conservative podcasters to push inflammatory and false news stories. According to a Department of Justice statement, three organizations under the direction of a first deputy chief of staff in Vladimir Putin's inner circle also created websites and social media sites intended to trick Americans into thinking they were reading legitimate news sources. The organizations created dozens of look-alike websites with Russian-produced propaganda, including The Washington Post, CNN, Fox News, and others. Other efforts used fake social media sites to target voters in swing states and conservative states, and specific demographic groups such as gamers, Hispanics, American Jews, and others. DOJ says 32 of those site domains were seized. 10 Russians, most of whom are connected to RT, a state-sponsored television network, have been sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department. DOJ cites an unidentified Tennessee-based company as being paid to produce videos used in the effort. We've linked the DOJ statement and documents outlining the Russian plans at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny, low 60s today. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 42. Mostly sunny with a high near 73 on Sunday. It'll also be quite breezy out of the west. For Sunday night, clear 47. Sunny and warmer Monday, 80.
Right now, 35.
Somebody. Trail Mix 103.1.
Yeah. Shake Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier. Can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart I abhor ya. Can't get food for the kid. Good God, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up.